Hello.
Hello, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. It's Lisa Taylor calling you from Gnomebook Writing Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, Sandy, I apologize for calling you late. I was actually in another meeting. I wrapped that up, and I called you as soon as possible. So what is going on your project?
Nothing. Nothing. So I signed my contract back in January, and all that has happened is I've received a few blog posts, none of which were professionally written, most of which had nothing to do with my book.
Okay.
I received one other communication from a woman who told me she wanted to talk to me, and I thought she wanted to talk to me about the book promotion. In fact, she was trying to upsell me to buy a $6,000 web page.
And who was this woman? What was the name of this woman?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and check my computer.
Okay.
But it was early on in the process. And she sent me an email on Friday saying, oh, I want to talk to you on Monday about your project. And she was hard selling me on a website. And finally I said, is this something that is part of my contract or is it extra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and she said, it's extra. And I said, well, how much extra? And she said, well, I need to connect you with somebody. I assume I got contacted by somebody in India at that point. And
India. We don't even work from India. We don't have any subsidiary branches or anything at all in India. I'm not sure how are you getting a call from India. Do you have a number?
I don't. They connected me. I don't have the number. This was, and I'm going to have to go back. I'm looking right now in my files.
Okay.
Let's see. Where is this?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So did you find
out? I'm not finding the email from her.
That's all right. That's all right. That's completely fine. So one of the reasons why you want to drop the project, it's because of the quality of work that you've been receiving, and the person who contacted you in between for an upsell, as you say. Is that correct?
Yes, but it's mainly the lack of progress in 2 months and the absolutely inadequate quality of the work that I've been receiving.
Okay. Did you actually think about changing your team? Is that something that has already happened, or?
No. Don't start with that. I signed a contract for professional services, and I didn't get anything that I would ever allow to go out under my name.
I'm not interested in
starting over. The contract said if I'm dissatisfied at any point, I can get 100% refund within 24 to 48 hours. That is all I want.
That is correct, Sandy. You don't need to be so rigid about that. I was just finding out from you whether you have tried to go for a different team or not. And I understand
I believe that a week or two ago, the person I was dealing with, I think his name was David, said, let me submit this to another team.
Okay.
And then I got the next blog post, and it was still completely unsatisfactory.
I understand. Okay. All right. Now, as for whatever you're telling me, all the information that is there, all I'm going to do is go back, investigate the case, see what has been sent to you, and get back to you within 24 hours with a decision. Is that okay with you? If I get back to you tomorrow with a final word?
Well, I don't understand that, because the contract says if I'm dissatisfied at any time, and clearly I am completely dissatisfied, that I'm entitled to a refund. So
of course.
I'm not sure what you're investigating, because I'm telling
Let
you
me explain.
I'm exercising my right under the contract.
Of course.
I'm not trying to be rude about it or harsh, but, you know, I had high expectations
mm-hmm.
when I signed up with Gnome.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought this was going to be a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've spent 2 months now with Gnome, if that's who I'm working with. I don't even know who
mm-hmm.
these people are. They have something called Creative Design Agency.
That's the name of the portal,
and,
yes.
Yeah. And I'm completely dissatisfied. They don't seem to understand my book.
Mm-hmm.
And they're writing some things that are so offensive that if it went out under my name, I would be a laughingstock.
Can you
so,
give me one or two examples for the recorded medium?
I actually can. Let me get
okay.
one up for you.
Sure.
You want, give me 1 second here. 2 seconds here, even.
Sure, take time.
Sorry, my computer's a little slow at the moment for some reason. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure of the exact date that I received this. I'd have to look back at my emails, but it would have been around February 24th.
Okay.
I received what was called Blog 1, The Ugly Side of the Justice System in the United States. And it starts off by saying, for numerous decades, the United States has asserted its role as a global custodian of justice and a leading advocate for human rights. Through a coordinated effort between the government, media, and intelligence agencies, a fabricated narrative has been disseminated worldwide, promoting the notion that the U.S. justice system is unparalleled, granting Washington the authority to oversee justice and protect human rights according to the interpretation of such rights. The next paragraph says, nevertheless, research and my personal experience, that would be me as the writer,
mm-hmm.
research and my personal experiences as a judge suggests that the actual circumstances are vastly different from what the White House or Capitol Hill asserts.
Mm-hmm.
Substantial evidence and historical facts indicate that the U.S. justice system, particularly the criminal justice system, is the primary source of human rights violations. I would never, ever allow my name to be attached to something like that. I was a judge for 33 years,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't part of any international conspiracy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't believe that the U.S. criminal justice system is the primary source of human rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might look to China, you might look to Russia, you might look to Iran, you might look to a whole lot of places, but
mm-hmm.
not the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on from there. And it's poorly written, and it's absolutely embarrassing to me personally if my name was attached to anything like this.
Understood.
So, you know, and I actually did a little research on my own, and whoever
mm-hmm.
wrote this did a Google search. I came up with some goofy, oddball Google post and
okay.
incorporated that into a blog post for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone was so upsetting to me that I should have canceled the thing at that moment. But David convinced me to let them have another shot at it. I got another blog post. It was still unsatisfactory. And that's why I'm canceling, in a nutshell.
Understood. Thank you so much for your time, Sandy, and I apologize for the inconvenience that you've been facing throughout the project. I'm sure when you're placing an order to a ghostwriting company for the content and marketing of your book, of course you're expecting nothing less than 100%, you know? So I understand the dissatisfaction or the disappointment that you are going through at this point of time. As part of the process, it is pretty much clear to me the scenario and the situation, and you're absolutely right on your end. But just, you know, just to be on the safer end and just to let the team do their own investigation, allow me to call you back and update you on the final decision in regards to how we will be processing your refund by tomorrow, okay? It is certain that we will initiate with the refund, but how exactly that will be done, whether they are going to be doing that in installments or whatever the situation is, after they review the case, and as you said, everything is evident in writing on the Teamwork portal where we've been sending you blogs. So I don't think there is anything else that is necessary from your end. Just give us 24 hours to get back to you, and I will have a resolution. Okay?
What is your name?
My name is Lisa Taylor.
Lisa, I'm sorry, how do you spell your last name, Lisa?
That is T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo. You got that?
Could you give me that last name one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all right. It's T A Y L as in Lima, O R as in Romeo.
Oh, Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, Lisa Taylor. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, I appreciate the help, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow so we can wrap this up.
Of course. Thank you so much for your time once again, Sandy, and you got nothing to worry about. I apologize once again for the horrible experience that you faced. I'm going to do everything in my power to get back to you as soon as possible with a sound resolution. All right?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.